Of course, our first one here that we had was from, take it from the top. He wanted to know if you plan to work for Focus your whole life or if you're ever going to do something different.
Well, that may or may not be up to me. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I would love to work for Focus my whole life, but that might not be what God has planned for me, or it might not be what Focus has planned for me. So at this point, as far as I'm concerned, I'd love to keep working here, but there may be other things that I have to do eventually. So in the short term, I hope I can keep working for Focus, but in the long term, who knows? And I think that's true for any job.
Yeah, and there's another question he had, and this question has been asked quite a bit lately, and I think I know the answer, but he wants to know how many albums you guys plan to make of Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, it's interesting because it seems like we're always running out of ideas. Every time we come back from an Odyssey recording session, it seems like we don't have any new ideas, and then suddenly new ideas come in. It's kind of like the widow's jar in the Old Testament, how there's always still just a little bit of oil left. And it just seems like we always, no matter what happens, how many times we keep going and recording, we keep coming up with new ideas. And so we have no plans to end Adventures in Odyssey, and we'll keep going as... At this point, we'll keep going as long as people like listening to the show and they keep buying the albums and listening on the radio. So as far as we're concerned, we don't have any plans to stop ever.
Yeah, I know. Even though I've gotten older, I'm really still enjoying the shows you guys have been doing. You guys have been doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you.
And we have a couple questions here from Marvin D. His first question was, what will you do if Will Ryan and Kate Lee cannot voice Eugene and Connie anymore?
Well, I think we've seen that Adventures in Odyssey is bigger than any one actor or than any one character. I mean, when the actor who played the original Mr. Whitaker passed away, I'm sure there were people who thought, well, that's the end of the show. They can't continue without Mr. Whitaker. And yet the show did continue, and it went for several years without Whit at all. And then Whit came back as a new actor. And so I think that Adventures in Odyssey could keep going even if we didn't have Eugene and Connie. Now, that said... Will Ryan and Katie Lee are still very happy, excited about the show, and we're excited to have them. So I don't think that's something we're too concerned about here. But it's like anything else. It's kind of like the question about, will I work for Focus my whole life? I don't know if I will, and I don't know if Will Ryan and Katie Lee, no one is going to last forever. But that's kind of in God's hands. So we haven't planned for them to depart, and I don't think they're going to depart anytime soon. But if they did, I feel like we'd be able to figure out a way to make Odyssey work.
Yeah, and this next question that Marvin D. had, I know the story, and I actually like it because it ties into Adventures in Odyssey headquarters, which will be something that you'll fondly remember. But he wanted to know how you got involved with Focus on the Family and why.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, it has to do with a website that I made years ago when I was, I'm still a fan of Adventures in Odyssey, but before I was working with the show, I made this website kind of talking about the different episodes, the histories of the characters, the reviews of different shows, just to talk about Odyssey, which was my favorite subject. And some of the producers and writers and sound designers of the show noticed it, and one of the sound designers, his name is Mark Drury, contacted me via Instant Messenger, AOL Instant Messenger, which was very popular at the time, I think more so then than it is now. And he and I started chatting about some different things, and he suggested that I come to Focus for an internship sometime. And I said, yeah, that'd be a great idea. So I came out for an internship, and they hired me shortly after that. So that's how I got started with Focus and with Odyssey.
It's actually a story I actually remember reading, I read here recently here in the official guide, and I still like to read that story every now and then because sometimes I still visit the site.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been able to update it, but it was kind of fun while it lasted, but now that I've been working on the official site and some other things, I haven't had as much time for it. But the other great thing is that there are a lot of other even better fan sites than that one out there, so I don't feel like I have to keep it going.
Also from Marvin D., and he wanted to know what your favorite Adventures in Odyssey character is, what your favorite album is, and your favorite episode.
Sure. Well, my favorite Adventures in Odyssey character is Eugene. I think there may be some similarities between Eugene's personality, not really his intellect, but his personality and mine. And then as far as a favorite episode, for a long time, Waylaid in the Windy City was my favorite episode, and that still might be at the top of my list. It's really hard now that I've been working on the show to choose between the episodes that were that I wasn't involved behind the scenes and then the newer episodes, because you look at them in a different way. But I think Waylaid in the Windy City is still one of my favorites. And then as far as favorite album, that's another one that's hard to pick. But right now, the Road Trip album, Wish You Were Here, would be one of my top favorites.
Yeah, that was a good one. The Odyssey team pulled together really well for that album.
Yeah, I think
one of my favorites too.
Yeah, just had a lot of things going for it, I think.
Yeah, and next question we have is from actually a new member that I've met recently. His name, he goes by the username of Josiah. And I don't know if it's a little far off, but he wants to know if there is anything at all you can tell us about Album 54.
Well, Album 54, I'll say this much at least. We're actually working, believe it or not, we're working on Album 53 and Album 54 concurrently. They're kind of different feels because, as we've already said, Album 53 is a story arc album, and Album 54, I don't know that we've released this yet, but Album 54 will be a thematic album, kind of along the lines of some of the past albums we've done, like the album on the Lord's Prayer, On Earth as It Is in Heaven, how it had a theme, not necessarily a story arc throughout, but a theme throughout. And Album 54 will be like that.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun to have.
Mm-hmm.
This next question that we have is from Peter King. He's next four from Peter King. The first question he wanted to know is, when will we hear more Kidsboro shows?
Well, we will hear from a number of the kids in Kidsboro in Album 52. We're going to hear from Ryan, and we're going to hear from Nelson. We're going to hear from Pete, and we might even hear from Valerie in future episodes. So we're going to hear from a number of the kids. We don't have any episodes planned in Kidsboro itself in Album 52, but we're going to be hearing from a number of the characters.
Yeah, it'd be nice to hear from Ryan again. He's actually one of my favorite Kidsboro characters, so that'd be good to hear.
Yeah, he'll be in several episodes in 52.
His next question is, the Room of Consequence going to ever be used again?
You know, the Room of Consequence to me is kind of like, it's like the Timothy Center, or it's like some of the characters who haven't been around in a while, that it's not as though it's disappeared. In other words, it's still at wit's end. We just haven't heard about it lately. So we do plan to hear from it again. We just don't have any episodes currently in process using the Room of Consequence. But I'm pretty confident we'll hear from it again.
Is there anything you can tell us about the Imagination Station books, or is that Paul's territory?
Well, we will be just here in a few weeks. We'll be launching a website about the Imagination Station books. And one thing I can tell you that I think is a lot of fun about these is that we're producing a companion, we call it a click book. It's kind of like an enhanced audiobook version of a couple chapters in the book. So you'll be able to go to the site and actually hear the exciting story being dramatized. So you'll hear someone reading it, and you'll hear the voices along with the drama. And then it won't sound quite as full as an Odyssey show, because in Odyssey we want to make it sound like you're actually in the scene with the character. So it won't quite sound like that, but it'll be kind of like those read-along books you might have had when you were younger. So that's the kind of thing we're going for with that. So that'd be a feature you can look for on the website.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I'll be watching for that. And the last question from Peachy Keen is, what's going to be the next radio theater drama?
Well, at this point, we're not sure. There have been several radio theater dramas that they've talked about, but none of them are actually in process right now. The one thing that is new and exciting about radio theater right now is that they're going to be launching radio theater again as a weekly broadcast. And so you're going to be hearing radio theater if you're in an area that has one of these stations that's going to air it. You're going to be hearing radio theater on a weekly basis again. So that's pretty exciting. And hopefully that will drum up some excitement to do some more radio theater dramas.
Yeah, I haven't really listened to many of them, but from what I've heard, they sound pretty good. So
yeah,
let's check that out. King Butter Turtle wants to know, what do you think of Wit's End getting a new employee?
Well, I do like the idea of Wit's End getting a new employee, and in fact, that's one thing, that's one secret or surprise that I'll give away for Album 53, is that Wit's End will, at some point during Album 53 at least consider getting a new employee. So that might be something that, well, that's something that will happen in Album 53, is they'll be thinking about getting a new employee.
Some spoilers there. That'd be nice. Now for another question regarding Album 53. American Eagle once mentioned that Jason has been in every major story arc, from Blackguard to Novacom, Search for Wit, and others. Will he return for the Green Ring Conspiracy?
Well, this is one of those questions just about Jason returning that we get a lot, because Jason did head off into the sunset in Album 50, but we've said that we'll probably hear from Jason again. And it's one of those questions that people ask a lot, but I don't think they really want to know the answer to, in that they want to know if the character's coming back, but if we tell them the time and place that the character's coming back, I think they'll be disappointed, because then it won't be a surprise anymore. For example, when Eugene was gone for so long, we always were really resistant about telling people when he was going to come back. We knew for quite a while ahead of time that he was going to come back, but we didn't want to tell people because we thought it would be a great surprise. And so as far as when characters are coming back, or if they're coming back even, usually we try not to answer that, because we want it to be a surprise. So I can't really give an answer on that, on when Jason would be coming back or when we're planning for him to come back. But again, he, as we've said before, we're not done with Jason, and we will hear from him at some point in the future.
Yeah. I know that with the Green Ring Conspiracy, you guys have a lot going on. You just don't want to reveal all your secrets. So.
Yeah, we want people to, we don't want to dodge all the questions about future episodes, but we also just want to, we want to keep enough surprise so that when you listen to the show, you don't know everything that's going to happen before it happens.
Okay. Final question from American Eagle is, Jack Allen was in the recent Passages episodes. Will the Allens return at some point, or did they die in the relaunch?
Well, they definitely didn't die in the relaunch. With a lot of the characters, and I believe that Dave and Paul talked about this on a recent official podcast, with all of the characters who have disappeared, in a sense, or have not been heard in Album 51, that doesn't mean that the characters are gone forever. It just means that we haven't heard from them, or we're not focusing on them right now. And as many of the listeners know, there are a few cases with actors like Walker Edmiston, who played Tom and Bart, where the actor did pass away. That's not the case with Alan Young, who played Jack Allen. So it's definitely a good possibility that he would come back in a future episode. And just like the question about some of the other characters, we don't want to say exactly which episode, because it might give away the surprise, but it's definitely a possibility that he will come back in a future episode.
Yeah, that is all, mainly all the ones that the members sit in, but I do have a few that I haven't asked yet.
Okay.
And some I haven't asked you lately. But what is the latest on the Blackguard collection that's coming out next year?
Well, that is still coming out next spring, I believe, is the plan. Maybe around May of next year, I think, is the plan. I haven't looked at the schedule today, but I think it's May of next year. And we'll definitely have some good bonus features in there that kind of explain a little more about the creation of the Blackguard saga. And there might be, well, this is another one where I shouldn't say too much, but there might be a couple of surprise guests who we haven't heard from in a long time on Odyssey on that album. But we haven't finished all the bonus stuff on there. In fact, we haven't gotten too far with it yet, but we're going to be working on it this fall, and whatever we put out, I know, is going to be a lot of fun for collectors and for fans who really enjoyed those episodes.
Yeah, that's going to be a big thing I'll have to get when that comes out, because I know it'll be great, because you guys always have great bonus features every time. So, and this kind of ties into the Blackguard collection, but will we ever see Richard Maxwell step foot in Odyssey again?
Well, Richard Maxwell, I do have to say, is certainly one of the most requested characters to return, at least until Jason left, and then Jason kind of took the place of Richard Maxwell as being the most requested character to return. But, you know, I'd have to again say, I don't want to say we will or we won't ever hear from Richard again, because I don't want to give away any surprises. If I say, yes, we will hear from him again, then people would just be waiting for the specific episode. And then if I say a specific album, then it kind of gives away when that would be. So the long answer is we don't really want to say whether we're going to hear from Richard again, but he's a very popular character. So I kind of feel like there's a chance that we would hear from him again at some point. If he did come back, it would have to be at a very special moment. So we wouldn't want him to just show up and not do anything important. We'd want him to come at a real special moment.
Yeah, it had to be very special to have Richard come back, because last one we had him in, I believe, was I Slept Floor, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, although I Slept Floor was, he didn't actually come back, because it was just Bernard telling the story. So it was very fun to have him in there, but it would be fun to have him in Real Life Odyssey at some point.
Well, let's do a few more recent things and talk about a little bit about a few small things about Adam 51.
Sure.
And I know some of us caught this. I'm not sure if you guys whether it was intentional or not, but was it intentional for Clutter to be similar to Treasures of the Heart?
It wasn't intentional. There are certain stories, like in the case of this show, the thing that was similar was a family getting together, things, cleaning out the house for a garage sale. There are certain things like that that are kind of universal to families everywhere, and that those are the kind of experiences that a lot of families go through. And so it was only natural that that kind of story would come up again for another family on Adventures in Odyssey. And so it wasn't purposeful that we would do another episode. We certainly wouldn't want to hit the exact same story again, but we might use some of the same story elements. For example, a family going on a family vacation is a pretty normal thing, and obviously the first Barkley episode dealt with a family vacation, but we've had other family vacations since then. So we would try to hit those same kind of experiences that a lot of families would have and deal with lessons that would come out of those. But we would try not to have the exact same story. And I think Clutter was different enough than Treasures of the Heart. The theme may have been similar, and a few of the elements of the story may have been vaguely similar. But I think it was a different enough episode. Certainly we weren't trying to say, well, let's do Treasures of the Heart only, let's change out the Parker family, or let's put in the Parker family instead of the Barkleys. That's not what we were trying to do. And there may even be episodes coming up that have similar things that families go through, because the Barkleys went through so many things that are, you know, normal family experiences. There may be things coming up now and then that are vaguely similar, but we would try and avoid doing an exact duplicate.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that one. So speaking of Adam 51, is there any interesting behind-the-scenes stories you can tell us, maybe about Andre, something of that sort?
I'm trying to think of anything that we haven't said so far that is a unique behind-the-scenes story. Just since the album's aired, we've had a lot of interest in the Jubilee singers and their songs. We've had a lot of people email, call, write messages to Focus asking for CDs of the Jubilee singers' music. So I think that shows that people were excited about that show and excited about the music. So that's interesting. That show really hit a chord for people. Trying to think of anything else behind the scenes. You've probably already heard the story about how Andre was almost involved with Adventures in Odyssey in the very beginning. When Odyssey first started, Bob Luttrell came to Andre and wanted him to be on Odyssey, and Andre at the time, just due to scheduling, wasn't available. And so it's just interesting now that he's finally able to work with us as Mr. Whitaker. And if he had worked with us all those years ago, I'm guessing he wouldn't be Mr. Whitaker now. And so it's just interesting how things have changed through all the years what a small world that it is, and how the connections maybe that God has set up for us now.
Yeah, and but more toward the writers and stuff. I know we had a lot of new writers for Adam 51 that you guys brought in over the hiatus. And not sure how much you can tell us, but is there any bit of a rundown you can give us as far as the writers and some of the changes you guys had as far as staff?
Well, as far as the changes in staff, there were a few changes in staff. Well, the only one really that I can think of, though, is that Marshall Younger, who was the producer of Adventures in Odyssey, is no longer in that position. So that was hard for a lot of us here, but I think that was the only major change on the show. If you look back, comparing, say, Album 50 to Album 51. As far as the other writers, we all had agreed that we need to look for people who are excited about Odyssey, who could continue writing the show into the future. And so that's why we started looking for new writers. And we had started that process even before album 50 was put together. So you'd heard some other names in album 49 and a couple of other places of new writers that we were bringing in for Adventures in Odyssey. And that's just because it's important for us on the show to have a number of people who can continue working on the show. We don't want the show to just be a couple of people on the creative team. And it's not a couple of people on the creative team. We have writers on staff here at Focus, and we have sound designers on staff. But we don't ever want it to be that, you know, someone has to leave or someone gets a new assignment or you know, we never know what's going to happen. Someone passes away and Adventures in Odyssey can't continue. So we always want more people to be ready to keep Adventures in Odyssey going if for some reason something happened to someone on the team. And so we want a nice big team that's able to continue this vision.
Yeah, and that's good. I like you guys keep good teams around. You've got great routers. Before I got this last question, I think there's a lot of us, as I'm sure you know, that are fans of you and are fans of your writing because you, at times, you'll throw in different hints about the old episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So out of curiosity, how many episodes did you do for Album 52 for us?
Well, on Album 52, there are not any episodes that I wrote. I did do some work on rewriting on some episodes, or not even rewriting as much as giving notes and making changes. And I also did some work on, I directed some of the episodes, and then I helped out with a little bit of the production on some of the episodes. But there actually aren't any episodes that have my name on them for the writing credit. And that's because there have been so many other projects that we've been working on here at Focus that it didn't seem like I needed to write any episodes in Album 52. There were a number of other things that I needed to be working on, and they had enough people available to write it. So I'm sure I'll still be writing episodes here and there, but there'll be other responsibilities, other jobs that I'm doing, like the podcast and a lot of the bonus stuff and a lot of other kind of behind-the-scenes details that I'm working on with Odyssey. So you'll still hear things that that I was involved with, but I'm just not writing as many episodes as I was back in, album 40 through 50.
And my last question for this interview is, of course, we're going through these financial struggles all over the United States, and I'm kind of curious how the AIO staff is doing during this time.
Sure. Well, I think that it's the financial difficulties have been tough for a lot of people. It's been tough for individuals, companies, ministries, and Focus is no exception there. Odyssey, we had to let go a couple years ago. I mentioned Marshall was let go from Focus, and that was difficult, and it was difficult for me then, and it's still difficult now. But, I feel like we've got to focus on the mission that we've been given to do. And so with Adventures in Odyssey, I know that there are things that I've been asked to do with Adventures in Odyssey, and I just want to focus on doing those the best that I can do. And so I look at the impact that Odyssey has and continues to have, and the impact that different shows have had, and I feel like we're still doing something very important and exciting. And so even though we've had difficulties, and so it's difficult to be on staff when, you know, there are financial difficulties, it's still an important thing that we're doing. And it's always easy to look at the bad side. You know, I think it's often our tendency to look at the bad side. It can be my tendency to look at the bad side of things and the things that aren't going well rather than the things that are going well. And so the great thing about Odyssey is that we'll get a lot of reminders that we are, you know, we feel like we are on the right track. We'll get an email, or just this morning I was listening to a voicemail from somebody who called me about an episode, and those are really encouraging. So when we get discouraged about things like financial difficulties or budget cuts or anything like that, then we can get more encouraged by hearing from fans. And so fans are really our lifeline.
Yeah, you guys do a fabulous job for us, and you've done some great episodes, and the best is still yet to come.
That's true. That's very true.
I know you guys will be great in the future.
Well, and we thank you for all that you guys are doing as far as fans. You know, it's been Odyssey does have the best fans as far as I'm concerned. It's always I was giving a tour to Odyssey fans today at Focus, and always when I meet fans, it's just always reminds me why we're doing the show.
I said that was all the questions I had.
Great. Well, it's been really good talking to you, and I look forward to hearing this.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, and thanks for doing the podcast.
Oh, no problem.